Welcome to this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Coming up next week in Fort Smith, the Arkansas Aerospace and Defense Alliance is hosting the Mid-America Aerospace and Defense Summit. We will hear from Executive Director Chad Causey to find out what's on the agenda. But we begin our report today first with an earnings report. Three of them, in fact, from publicly traded transportation companies PAM Transportation and J.B. Hunt, and White River Bank Shares. That's the holding company of Fayetteville-based Signature Bank of Arkansas, and its shares, as of this past December, now trade over-the-counter. PAM Transportation earnings per share rose to a record level. In its Monday earnings report, the Taneytown-based carrier reported net income rose nearly 500% in the first quarter to $8.3 million, or $1.39 per share. That's up from $1.39 million, or 22 cents per share, in the same quarter of 2018. J.B. Hunt also reported its first quarter earnings on Monday. The company saw an increase in profits and revenue as a result of rising rates and new customer contracts, but the numbers did not rise to the levels expected from most analysts. The Lowell-based carrier reported net income in the first quarter rose by 1.2% to $119.6 million, or $1.09 per share. That was up from $118.14 million, or $1.07 per share, in the same period in 2018. And White River Bank Shares reported Monday its first quarter net income was $1.16 million, a jump of more than 6% when compared with the same quarter of 2018. If you want a deeper dive into those earnings reports, we've got it for you on our website. Just visit nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, we'll hear from Chad Causey with the Arkansas Aerospace and Defense Alliance. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report here on Ozarks at Large.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Next week, groups from across the South and Midwest will join together for the Mid-America Aerospace and Defense Summit in Fort Smith. The event is presented by Lockheed Martin Missiles and Fire Control and is scheduled at the Fort Smith Convention Center on Wednesday and Thursday. The program will include remarks by Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin, Congressman Steve Womack, and Arkansas Economic Development Commission Executive Director Mike Preston. Chad Causey is the Executive Director of the Arkansas Aerospace and Defense Alliance. That's a group of public and private aerospace companies, government agencies, and educational institutions that collectively promote the aerospace, aviation, and defense infrastructure in Arkansas. Causey spoke earlier this week with Roby Brock about the reason for the summit in Fort Smith and just how big is the aerospace and defense industry in Arkansas.
We've done an Arkansas Aerospace and Defense Summit for a number of years. We actually did our 10th one last year. Our board wanted to make sure that we were pursuing more connections from a regional level in terms of aerospace and defense opportunities. For Arkansas companies to connect with those aerospace and defense companies in the region. And so now we're going to be doing the Mid-America Aerospace and Defense Summit.
Where?
It will be in Fort Smith at the Fort Smith Convention Center on April 23rd through 25th. We've got a great lineup coming, and we're looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
I think when everybody thinks of aerospace and defense, they think Camden.
Sure.
And they think aerospace, they think Dassault Falcon.
Sure.
There's a lot more to it than that in Arkansas.
Absolutely.
How big is the aerospace and defense industry in Arkansas?
It's big, and it's, in fact, it's our number one export to the world is aerospace goods and services. Roughly 10,000 jobs are aerospace and defense jobs here. 180-plus companies are aerospace and defense companies. We have aerospace and defense manufacturers, defense contractors, as you mentioned, down in Camden, jet business aviation, aircraft interior finishing operations that include Dassault and many others, custom aircraft cabinets, galley support innovations. But you also have companies like Triumph that has two facilities in Hot Springs. You have lots of companies in Northwest Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas. It's all over the state. It's a big industry for us.
Where are we primarily exporting to? Are we exporting to other states? Are we exporting to other countries?
Other countries all over the world. Dassault Falcon Jet sells high-end business jets all over the globe.
Do you have your $40-50 million private
not
jet?
Not yet.
Working on it.
I've got my piggy bank at home that I'm saving, and maybe in about 3,572 years, I might be able to make the down payment.
Good luck with that.
I need it. I need it.
What do you think? Where do you think the industry is heading? I mean, are we seeing an increase in employment? Are we seeing an increase in demand at this point in time for these products?
2019 is, to all forecasts that are out there that I have seen, is showing an upward trend for aerospace and defense. There's a 14,000 plane backlog. It's the largest it's ever been globally for aerospace. In the next 20 years, we're expected to see 38,000 aircraft built and put into service throughout the world. So the demand is there. And the challenges for the industry here in Arkansas and globally is going to be whether the suppliers for those OEMs can ramp up to meet that demand. And I think we can. And on the defense side, you have seen larger budgets, larger appropriations that have been coming out of Washington for defense spending. We have a lot of hot spots throughout the world with, so you see Japan ramping up defense spending. You have seen the EU start to ramp up in certain places.
Certainly in the Middle East.
Middle East.
A lot of contracts there.
Of course, a lot of contracts. Lockheed had a very sizable contract in the Middle East just recently. The Korean Peninsula is another area where that is creating more need for national security interests both here and abroad. So all signs and forecasts are pointing to growth in both aerospace and defense.
So to meet that demand that you see rising in the near future as well as currently, you got workforce issues are kind of a number one priority for these industries.
It is, and that's, again, not unusual for Arkansas. We're in the same boat with other companies or other states throughout the U.S. We've got to increase trained and skilled workforce to participate for our companies.
These are advanced manufacturing jobs primarily. I mean, quite frankly, somebody that's good with gaming equipment might be more qualified than, say, a welder.
That's true. Yeah, advanced manufacturing. So we've got companies that are manufacturing widgets all over the state for that are creating various components for aircraft, for helicopters, for missiles down in Camden. So those manufacturers, the basic skill set is STEM. And so we've got to continue to focus heavily on STEM here in the state, which I think we've done.
That's Chad Causey with the Arkansas Aerospace and Defense Alliance. They have a conference coming up next week, Wednesday and Thursday, at the Fort Smith Convention Center. You can find out more at arkansaaerospace.com. And that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to tune in Sunday morning on the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large for another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until then, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.